Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Good morning, everyone. You can go to our blog. You're going to want to do this and read along with some of the writing that we're going to explore in the next segment. Go to thetakeaway.org, click blog, and you'll see some of the writing that we are focusing on. My guest is Loretta Lopez, a high school senior of Guadalajara, Mexico. Good morning, Loretta.
Good morning.
I'll explain why she's here and why she's actually in New York. But, Lynn, check this out. Poem, road trip. Drive a little, this time past the conventions, past those people you wish you didn't bump into on lazy Sundays when you wear no makeup, when your face is your real pale and your freckles seem so alive. Drive a little slower, now that I feel everything is worth watching. Watch with me how the roads turn into our dirt, how the trees are the tallest now, and how the horizon tilts. Listen, too, this is the new silence, my love. No sirens, just flies, just birds, and the heavy air soaked in impatient breath.
Mm, how lovely.
Does that knock you out?
That's wonderful.
Loretta Lopez is one of the world's very talented young writers and artists who will gather on stage at New York City's Carnegie Hall tomorrow night to be awarded the Scholastic Art and Writings Portfolio Gold Award. First of all, congratulations, Loretta.
Thank you very much.
And how did you come up with that poem, Road Trip?
Well, almost everything I write is inspired on Guadalajara, where I live. And actually, that was a ride that I was taking to the outskirts of the city. And I was kind of trying to describe how everything changed as I left.
And explain your, you have a sort of a connection with America and a connection with Mexico that's all about your biography. Give me a sort of a sketch of your biographical details.
Well, my dad is Mexican. He's a tapatío from Guadalajara, and he's lived there all his life. And my mom's American. She's from New York. But I've lived in Guadalajara.
And when did you find out about winning this award?
I found out a couple of months ago. I got a call.
And how do you have the confidence to write? And I'm going to give a couple other selections here. But how do you have the confidence to write like you do?
Confidence. I think it's because of my mother. And she's always read everything that I've done. So she edits everything and... I mean, she's really honest, and that's helped me a lot. So I think reading my work out loud to her, like, almost every week has helped me a lot.
Well, Lynn and I are both authors. A good editor is a great thing
to
have.
Actually, my mother was a wonderful writer and read everything I ever wrote also when I was when I was a child.
Yeah.
But have you always written, and has it always been fiction, Loretta?
Yes. I've always kept a journal. I didn't always take writing that seriously until I got into high school. Until I met a teacher, his name is Doug Parker, and he was the editor of this Literary Schools magazine, and he taught me that I have to do, like, so many drafts before I get something good.
So clearly you've learned that writing is hard work. Here's a selection from a story that's a part of the portfolio that she submitted for the award called Tattoo. It's a two-page love story. I'll just read you one little paragraph. Rocio Garcia Sanchez lives on his back. She is a heavy pair of wings that do not inspire flight. She keeps him on pavement, making his every step linger, eliminating the leaps from his agile body. That is a description of a tattoo that was a mistake, right?
Yeah.
Of a relationship that went bad.
The imagery is so vivid. And I am tempted to say, which is going to sound horribly condescending, how do you, at the age of 18, come up with such beautiful language and images? Where do you think it comes from? I mean, are you kind of a nature girl? Do you hang out in the countryside? Is this all interior monologue that's going on with you?
Yeah, kind of. I think, well, I consider myself really observative, and cities are my biggest inspiration, and people are too. So I think I analyze everyone.
Well, you have a very confident, as you said, voice. What is the importance of writers, do you think, in this age, in this moment in history? You have a bit of responsibility as an award winner and also as a writer.
Well, I think right now we really need artists and writers to tell people what's going on. I think we need creativity and, well, as you said, like, as a responsibility, I think it's my responsibility to portray Mexico and to portray my city, especially with, like, all the negative news that we get around here.
Loretta, how do you think fiction and poetry can tell a story more truthfully than a reporter can?
Well, although people think that, I don't know, like poetry and short stories are more subjective, and I guess in a way they are, they're also much, much more personal. And I think they can, I don't know, this is like a paradox, but they can tell truth through lies.
Truth through lies.
Yeah.
Right. Well, right. You know,
well, or,
as
I don't
an observant,
know, is it lies or is it, or is it imagination?
Yeah, or exaggeration. I don't know.
Well, or the observed detail. You say you're a very observant person.
Yes.
Listen to this. Diego hates how this looks. He's on a bus, Lynn. The bus ride is one he does not look forward to. He dislikes getting pressed against damp bodies and sticky purses. He finds the rattling under his legs irritating, like drills on concrete. Diego could take a seat, but he never does. Seats are for women. Seats are for the guy in the yellow shirt.
Oh,
isn't that amazing?
Yeah, it's quite. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. We're jealous. Yeah, pretty much.
Well, I want to put her on a New York subway and see what she comes up with. Boy, you'd probably have some great stuff here.
How long are you in the city?
Only 2 days.
Well, you'll get some chance to observe some details. What do you most want to visit here in New York?
Actually, I love subways.
Oh, well, we have a number of them, and they're quite terrific here.
Yeah.
What's next for you, Loretta?
Well, next year I'm going to Bard College.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. And hopefully I'll pursue a career in writing.
All right. Loretta Lopez, high school student recipient of this year's Scholastic Art and Writing's Portfolio Gold Award. She'll accept that award along with some other winners at Carnegie Hall tomorrow night. The prestigious award has also been presented to Andy Warhol, John Lithgow, Joyce Carol Oates, and Sylvia Plath. Loretta Lopez, thanks so much for coming to the studio and sharing your
writing.
Thank you. Thanks.
Bye.